again, this week will be Mamshech, another very fascinating interpretation of the Tzaddik HaKohen. Let me just mention again, to say that the Tzaddik was a prolific writer is an understatement. The truth is that the Tzaddik, one can imagine, never looked into Sefer without a pen in his hand. He had a tremendous library, and it is known that there were kemat in every Sefer you would find Hagoyis that Reb Tzaddik wrote. He always had some comments and something new, you know, on everything that he learned and everything that he saw. As much as he wrote, as a matter of fact, even when he accepted reluctantly the mantle of the Admirius to be Rebbe, of course, after the Petira of Reb Leibel Eger, which was in Tafresh Memches, which is in 1888, which accepted it. Hours a day he spent just Poshet writing. And it's said, Edus of many Talmidim, Chassidim, that even when he would speak to people, at the same time he'd be writing. Poshet, to make use of the time, he was able to speak to people, and at the same time he'd be doing his writing. However, he was very makbid, b'chayov, that none of his Chiddushei Torah be published. As a matter of fact, he hid it. He was goinus it. Did not allow it to be published. However, interesting, the same way that he had akpada not to be published b'chayov, before his petira, he was meramnes from his stepson, and his stepson alone, as a step, because he did not, Leleno did not have his own children. He mentioned to them b'remiza that they should see to it that his lacha petirosoi, that his svarim become published. We can see about that in the Hagdona of one of his svarim called Oitzer HaMelech, which, by the way, was recently reprinted. It's a sefer on the Rambam, which was sort of wrote at the age of 16. Interesting is, he also mentioned something that people are quite aware of, and it's becoming increasingly more popular. Matter of fact, there's a new machon that came out in publishing svarim of known of the Plotzk, going of Aryeh Leib Plotzk. And traditionally, the way people had it and accepted what he wrote in his tzavua, that this is the biggest segula for people that need a refuah or people that need a yeshua, that they'd be involved in publishing his svarim, he'll be a melech yoshev for them. This is what he promised. He says, "Hamachaber yilei lemelech timilei schus," but he added that word. But if you can find a schus, he'll be a melech. So he mentioned something the same thing, but he said it didn't say it in the same way as the Plotzke going there, Rabbi Yilei Plotzke said. But he said, like he said, well, he said the Plotzke hot matir gevein at mekayim gevein ichaber, and he stopped there. He said, as if to say, I'm promising, but I can't be sure that I'll be able to be in mekayim. This is what I would like to do to anyone who will be involved in publishing the Ksavim. So the nekuda I'm mentioning is that the first sefer that was printed la'achar petirosoi, because again he was makted b'chayov not, is the sefer pri tzaddik. So this is an excerpt actually of a lengthy essay. It happens to be on this week's parasha. In the past few shurim that we did different svarim of tzaddik. This time we'll do it in pri tzaddik, which happens to be the very first sefer that was published a year after Petrosoi, or within the year. As a matter of fact, on the shahr of the Pritzadik, the original, it says, Hareini Kaparas Mishkovoi. Those that were involved in the printing of the Svarim clearly indicate that this is within the year of the Petira. And subsequently to that, because the Yad was slept all over the place, and therefore there's many different editions of different Svarim. Not all are done with the same quality, not all have been done on the same level, and so on and so forth. The problem with many of the svarim is there's no paragraphing. For example, pri tzaddik, very, very little paragraphing, which makes it difficult to learn as it is, besides the fact that Reb Tzaddik, again, hardly wrote any Maamar Koyimus himself. He assumed everybody knows him. In addition to that, he wrote very bekitzer, as we pointed out many, many times. But the pri tzaddik as well, in addition to everything else, there's no paragraphing. So they have been reprinted, by the way, from Rashi Yosi's many editions of pri tzaddik, which is 5-6 volumes, in Oysis Merubois, and even that, but they didn't paragraph it. This particular piece had been paragraphed by a particular individual, so we have this, which makes it a little bit easier to learn and look at. But this is pre-tzaddik, in the middle of an essay again, but it's a whole complete thought, and it's a wonderful interpretation on this week's parasha. So we take a look here in the beginning, the opening lines here of the pre-tzaddik. It's on the plotik, as you can see. Of course, this is the dialogue that we have between Yitzchak summoning Esau, and he proposes to Esau and says, listen, Esau, he says, I'm ready to give you a bracha before I depart from this world. However, Vaseli Matamim, first prepare some delicacies for me. Kasher Ahavti, that which I love to eat, and I will eat it. And the Ba'avur, in exchange of that, I will bless you. My nefesh will bless you. So Tzadik says as follows. First, he starts out a little bit just with the Rishonim, and then he gets into his own interpretation. Tzadik starts out, as you can see this in the middle, V'chein kavonas Yitzchak Avinu ol v'asholot. Yitzchak Avinu says, V'mesh Yomar, it says, Vaseli Matamim Kasher Ahavti. What he does is he says to Esau, prepare some delicacies for me, that which I like to eat, v'hudachsiv, and this is reinforced and confirmed when the Pasuk again says, v'yeav Yitzchak es Esav kitzai b'fiv. We see there's some relationship between Yitzchak and food, which is a little bit difficult to understand with the way we understand if we have heard a little bit about the greatness of the Yavis. There's so much mention about the food that I love to eat, nochamul nochamul, over and over again. As a matter of fact, what does it mean? V'yeav Yitzchak es kitzai b'fiv. So the Targum said, yep, shuta k'mishmoy, v'targum unkelis, arei mitzedei hava ochel. Right? In other words, don't try to give me some fancy pshat here. The Tzadik says, look at the Targum. Targum says, yeah, keep shooting. He says, yeah, that Yitzchak was very interested and he was accustomed to eating from the trappings of Esau. They used to trap from the Tzayit. And the Ayim Ramban, al the Posuk, Vayivas Esau, that's in the Posuk, Vayivas Esau is Abchayra. So Ramban there brings Shehavim with Ibn Ezra, he brings from the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra has a thought, the way he sees it, why was Esau mevazeh b'chayre? Why was he mevazeh b'chayre? So the Nezis once went from very balbati. She says, "She Yitzchak oz oni." Yitzchak was a poor man, right? Yitzchak was a very poor man, and the memelo ibazoi. So what's the mile of being a b'char? Especially to be a b'char is you get pishnayim, let's say. But if there's nothing in pishnayim, twice nothing, right? There's nothing. So what's the pishnayim? So being Yitzchak was an oni, and v'lochein oav is Esau b'avir tzedut. And Yitzchak, and in other words, if Yitzchak had been a rich man, you could imagine he'd have his freezer, you know, full, you know, of food for the next 6 months. Why would he be so excited when Esau brings him, you know, a little gift of food? So, but Ibn Ezra ties it all in together, one connected with the other. For the same reason that we see by Yivas Esav as a Bechir, from Esav's vantage point, we can tell, right, that Esav did not consider that the Bechir to be Choshev. Why? Because there's nothing to inherit. Yitzchak was an oni. And that would explain it, because Zanoni, therefore Yitzchak is so happy. I kicked that oath, you know, every time that Esav presents him with some food. That's why it was Ohav as Esav Babu Seder. That was the opinion of the Ibn Ezra. And just the Gaburcha, the Ibn Ezra, just to mention, which he does not bring here, the Ibn Ezra just says, and even though says, many people actually want to challenge me on this, says the Ibn Ezra. They say, how can I maintain that Yitzchak, in fact, was Zanoni? After all, we know that Avraham Avinu was very, very rich. Right? Avraham Kovid, the Mikna, the Gevak, he was very, very rich, very wealthy, and as such, it's certainly when Avraham Avinu passes away that Yitzchak Yarshin. So the Menezes said, what kind of a kash is this? Didn't we see, and we still see every day, that millionaires, well, one day, and then the next day they become poor, turn poor. So it's very shach Yitzchak, you know, he inherited a lot of money, but Lamaise became poor, he turned poor. So the Menezes says, there's no kash, he may have inherited a lot of money. But he, you know, he has some bad investments or something, you know. So that's it. So he turned poor. However, the bottom line is, v'hu zal min d'ramban cholak olov, he's cholak on Ibn Ezra, ayin shom, he's cholak, and the kosav, and in fact, actually, he says, the Ramban says, that v'hatzayda shebefiv, he says, as far as the idea, in other words, Ramban maintains Yitzchak was a rich man, like his father was, he yarshin from his father. What's the idea that Esau would always present tzayit? He says, not because Yitzchak needed it, but kein yasu hasorim boichrim b'tzayit. Notice what the Ibn Ezra Taka points out, and he says, the Ramban actually points out, and says, you know, it's customary that people would send gifts to Melochim and Soros, and not because the Melochim and the Soros need it. It's portrayed as a token of the respect, it's a token of honor. So too, Esau would present his father with tzayit. Not because he needed it, he couldn't survive without it. But this is a way of showing their cheres. This is a way of showing respect. And then he goes on. The Ramban goes further. Va'achikach kosav, said the Ramban. V'meshe omar levorach oisoi achar asiyat hamatanim. So why lemaise is connected, the bracha, why is it contingent, right? Why is it contingent on the idea that Esav, right? That Esav presents Yitzchak with matanim. What's so chashuv about the matanim in connection with bracha? What's the connection? So the Ramban says, and he comes up with a thought, and look what he says. Shiyochu lolav ruach ha-kodesh. There's an order that ruach ha-kodesh, right, should be chal upon Yitzchak thereby. How? Ki'inyan, as we find in Malachim, it says, v'hoye kenagin ha-menagim uti olav yad Hashem. Ayin shom. He's bringing the kitzer. Because what Ramban says, and again, which seem to be a pellet, we'll soon see. Ramban says, in order to be able to give a bracha, you have to have a shroyes hashchina. The more shroyes hashchina you have, the more you're connected with a kodesh baruch hu, the more power you have to impart a bracha. What is it big as the gula, right? In order to be able to connect with a shroyes hashchina, so the pasuk in Malachim says that if you are in a matzav of simcha, if you are in a matzav where you really feel elevated, the pasuk says. So the Ramban suggests, so the same way that v'hoye kenagin hamenagim, which puts you in a very extremely good mood, right, and puts you in a matzav shel simcha, so yizoches ruach hakodesh. So the Ramban says that when Esav brought a gift to Yitzchak, it aroused an extreme happiness in Yitzchak. Yitzchak was very, very happy to see that his son is being mechabed him, and his son is bringing him this tzayit. As a result, he was in the proper state of mind for simcha of simcha to be able to receive ruach hakodesh. This is the way the Ramban explains it. Okay, so the Ramban's interpretation is nochamol that the idea or the connection between the tzayit that Esav brings to Yitzchak to allow Yitzchak to give the bracha, because this brings Yitzchak in a matzav of simcha, in a matzav of ecstasy of being very extremely happy, which that is a prerequisite, as a matter of fact, for Ashroes Hashchinah. To be in a matzav of simcha, ein hashchina shoyru mitachatvus, as the Gemara says. And he quotes back to the pasuk, "Vahoy kenagin hamnagin, usiyol avyad Hashem." Ayin shom. Fine. That's Ramban. Okay. So here comes now Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik comments as follows. He says, "Va'av shibavada divra Ramban zal emitim v'yesh lekavona b'ze." So we can't argue with Ramban says, "Avol mikol mekoyim gam ze ein amuvin." But still he says, "So we can't. How do we understand this?" V'chi Yitzchak. I mean, how do we understand is that this should be a sibba? Yitzchak is a hecher and ench. I mean, you love a person because you look at his character, look at a person's behavior. How do we understand that this, because of some material, right, extension between Esav to Yitzchak, that should be a sibba to love him? Barei Onuroyim, for example, the Reb Tzadik wants to show that Yitzchak Bechlal was not into the taste of food. For example, he says, looks like straightforward. As a substitute, right? As a substitute to Esav, Rivka goes and advises Yaakov Avinu to bring Shnei Gedoyim. Now, the Shnei Gedoyim were not the tzayid that Esav was used to eating. It was a different type of a meat altogether. If Yitzchak was so into his particular dish, you know, like he had his favorite food, you know, his favorite main dish, then how would it work altogether? I mean, Yitzchak right away, when Yaakov Avinu presents him with it, he says, this is not what I'm used to eating. This is not the tzayit that you usually bring me. And Rivka was not concerned about that. That clearly is an indication, says Reb Tzadik, that Yitzchak Avinu was not into any real tasting of food. It was not that, the taste of the food or the love of eating, right? Or the appreciation of the taste of the food that would make all the difference in loving a person. That's why he's going to love Esau. We do not find Yitzchak Avinu b'chlal. Should discern, right, and to notice that there's a difference of a time between what Yaakov is presenting as to which Esav should be presenting. That he should have a choice inside. Number two, he says, Gama Shekosa, the second idea that the Ramban presents, Shayidei Hasuda v'amatamim, that the connection between the brachas and, right, and the suda and the food is because of that yochel olav ruach hakodesh, the heavy mimashikosav, and he brings the pasuk kenagin hamenagin to show that when in fact when a person is besimcha, so then we have a shoyes hashchina, says Rav Tzadik, shom bevadai hoy menagin b'shirois v'sishbochois hoy simcha shal mitzvah. In other words, turning on the radio, listening to classical music, you know, will not bring a shoyes hashchina. Hoy kenagin hamenagin doesn't mean simply music, listening to music. Hoy kenagin hamenagin, that's not it. What it probably means, what it certainly means, Tainus of Tzadik, Bevadai, that Behoi Kenagi Amnagi means this was Shiris, this was Shibachis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As such, this was Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Mitach Simcha Shemitzah, we can see that we can generate Ruach HaKodesh. Because after all, Shekein Lomdu Mezeh, because Chazal learned out from that same Potik, Shein HaShchina Shoyeron Mitach Simcha Shemitzah. The Gemara uses Simcha Shemitzah. What's Simcha Shemitzah? If somebody is going to play a musical instrument, how does that turn into a Simcha Shemitzah? Maybe Simcha. What's Simcha Shemitzah? So obviously it must be a type of Nigun or an Inyan which has to do with presenting a situation of praise. The Hilas Mitzvah Baruch Hu Kodesh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, so it's not talking about Stam Pasha to Simcha or some good feeling. What we're talking about is actually connecting in a very spiritual way. So the question again is, well, what about this food here? The food, if the food puts someone in a good mood, but certainly not in a spiritual way, L'chayr, so how can you apply and connect B'hoi Kenagin Amenagin, right? That brings down the Shechina, that to use that as an indication that providing Yitzchak with food would also put him, right, in a matzav of Simcha, in a state of Simcha. That's not the kind of Simcha that qualifies, which is good enough in order to bring down the Shechina. Different kind of a Simcha. Simcha Shemitzah we need. So how do we understand that Esav providing Yitzchak with Imatamim, that this is something which really is the platform and sets the stage, right, for Yitzchak to give the bracha? How do we understand that again? And it goes further. B'medrash Tanchuma, we find, Meshachuma says, Mahu Kitzayit Defiv. What does it mean that Yitzchak loves Esav Kitzayit Defiv? Again, Poshe Pshad Min Kitzayit Defiv, because Esav placed Tzayit in the mouth of Yitzchak, right? Kitzayit Defiv. Whose mouth? Yitzchak. Kitzayit Defiv, right? Because Esav placed Tzayit, placed food in the mouth of Yitzchak. But the Medrash says, or Yitzchak, Yitzchak Atzadik Befiv. Befiv goes on Esav. Esav had a slick tongue, and with his tongue he was able to impress Yitzchak, and Yitzchak should really think that Esav really is a much better person than he actually is. Kitzayit Befiv means, Tzayit means to trick. Tzayit also means to trick. So Kitzayit Befiv means that for Yitzchak, Yitzchak, you'd be able to trick Yitzchak, right? Atzadik Befiv, Ein Shom. And if Tzadik says, what brings the Nedrish, right, to take the pshat out of its simple context, the Dorash there, because the Tarish, because the Medrash had the same kasha we have. Now the Medrash had a problem. Kitzayit Befiv, is that a reason? According to the simple interpretation, according to the Pashat pshat, Yitzchak provides, Esav provides Yitzchak with food. That's a reason to love a person. Love a person for his character, not because of the material goods that he gives you, or for the gifts, or for the presents. So therefore, the Medrash therefore took, said the pshat means totally different. Kitzayit Befiv means the mouth of Esav, right, was cloaked in a mantle of trickery, and Mameli was able to portray himself being a different person than he actually was. He was hiding his true character from Yitzchak. And on the Kolmokim says of Tzadik, even though the Medrash says this pshat, but it's clear that a mikra yotzei midei pshuta kitzayit defiv, nevertheless, but the simple pshat kitzayit defiv still means food. Any way you want, you're free to say a lot of pirushim, but you still have to understand the pshuta shel mikra. And the Targum says that, Arei mitzei dei hava ochel. So we come back to square one. That Yitzchak again had an affinity, right, to Esav because of the food that Esav provided. And a matter of fact, the Tzadik goes further, Kumashiz and Breshiz Rabba. Look at the Medrash. The Medrash says, Al posa kitzayit, kufra tova lepume, which means a very good slice of meat into his mouth. Kufra is a slice of meat, choshev of meat. And the kasa tova lepume, and a good case of wine in his mouth. As we're talking about achilo mishtiyah, very simple. Even though, in addition to that, the also darshan ishadei atzayit means a man who knows how to trick, how to fool. Tzad b'bayis, tzad b'sodeh, would ask shailus, as Rashi already brings. In the house, he would ask shailus negate to the house, to the kitchen in the house. And in the field, he would ask shailus negate to the tour. Hech mesaknen milch and so on, how do you mesaknen the salt? How do you give maisa from salt, etc., etc., etc. Look upon him, you see that the pshuta shel mikra, and as the Targum himself says, and the Medrash also talks about a good piece of meat and a kais toif shel yayin. So how do we understand that? That should be a sibah, that should be a cause for Yitzchak Avinu wanting to bench Esav. All right. So here begins the creativity of Reb Tzadik here. First, he says as follows: Menirah, al pimashe kotel haran. He brings the Ran in kedushin. Al mashe isa, on that which the Gemara says there on the Mishnah, it says mitzvah ba yoser mibishlucha. Just very bekitza, where the Gemara tells us there that, you know, a woman to get married, she doesn't necessarily have to receive the kedushin by herself. She could make a shliach. She could appoint a shliach. In other words, if a kala for some reason does not want to go to her own chuppah, she can send a stand-in. Then somebody will stand under that chuppah. and she can do something else in the meantime, and she turns out to be just as married. However, the Gemara says, although it's halachically valid, but mitzvah bo yoisim mebishlucha. There's always a greater mitzvah, right, to do it by yourself. She should accept the kiddushin herself, not through a shliach. It's valid. You can do it with a shliach. The Ran has to push the question, what kind of a mitzvah? The man is mitzvah on Piri Yivarivya, so he has a mitzvah on kiddushin and to get married and so on and so forth. But the chayyur, the woman, is not mitzvah on Piri Yivarivya. So what's the mitzvah boy Yosef Mebishlucha? What's the mitzvah on her side? What's the mitzvah regarding the suin? Mitzvah the woman. So the Ran says, Aval pi she'ein isha mitzvah al Piri Yivarivya. This is a very well known yisoid which is used a lot. Mekol mokim yesh la mitzvah. Nevertheless, she has a mitzvah mipnei shehi misayeya lebal lekayem mitzvoso. In other words, from the Ran we see that when a person does a pe'ula, even though that pe'ula in and of itself is not a mitzvah, but if that pe'ula is a means, right, to an end, which is a mitzvah, then the first pe'ula itself is considered a mitzvah itself. So if you do a maisa, which looking at the maisa independently may not be a maisa mitzvah, but if that maisa is a means to an end, which leads to a mitzvah, right, or it's an accessory to a mitzvah, if this is the mitzvah that enables the mitzvah to come to fruition, then that mitzvah turns into a mitzvah. So being that, of course, the husband is not able to be mekayim his mitzvah without her spouse, so Mela, she is a nisayeya, and as such, whatever she does is considered to be a mitzvah mitzvah. It's considered to be a mitzvah mitzvah. So therefore, says the Tzaddik further, Vina Metzinu, we find that Esav Shoy Mekayim Kibirav, we find that Esav Mekayim Kibirav, when she said the Medrash says, Umar Shimon ben Gamliel. Says Shimon ben Gamliel, V'loi shimashti oisoi echod memeyo shishimish esav ezoviv. This is a very, very fascinating, it's an incredible Medrash that we have heard about many, many times, that the kibud av of esav was so great that the great Tanur of Shimon ben Gamliel, you can imagine, you can be very sure that all of the Tanoim, when the Kaim kibud av them to the highest degree, and yet Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the great Tanur, says, I was not mekayim kibirav even 1% echob memeyo shishimish esav ezoviv. Right? Says Reb Tzadik, what's Reb Gamliel trying to say? One thing I'm sure, says Reb Tzadik, Reb Shimon Gamliel is not here to praise Esav. He's not here. He has no reason. He's not getting paid for this. There's no reason here for that Reb Shimon Gamliel should have any interest. He has no negias to praise Esav. So va'av shibavadai lo hoya kivons Reb Shimon Gamliel shabeichas Esav. Shekayim mitzvah kibud Yosef memeno, there was Mekayim mitzvah kibud more than him. First of all, he said, it's osur. It's osur to praise the goy, number one. Shrei osur, says they osur loy mekamen noa oivet kechovim ze. It's bechlal osur loy sechonim, and so on and so forth. But it's also to say, kamen noa, right? How beautiful are this? Is oivet kechovim ze. Kemo she says, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. So the koshin l'shabchoy b'midah oishim mekayim mitzvah. He says, the Tzaddik says, we shouldn't be praising a goy even with material milah, materialistic milah. Certainly not to praise a goy with spiritual milah. You shouldn't praise a goy. We're talking about Gashmi Zigazach. So we shouldn't praise a goy, right, even in the area of Gashmi. Certainly we shouldn't praise him that he's a Baal Madrega in an area of a mitzvah, or he has a Gevaldige Midah, he said. So but then, and in addition to that, he says, Rag Bevadai Kavonis Esav Lohoi L'Shem Shemayim. You know, so that I can tell you also. That the ganze gadlus, with all the great kibbutz, you know, with all the Esav's kavana was not l'shem shemayim. Rak mipnei derech eretz chayev sichloi lechabed ovi v'imoi shehevi uhu lechay oilam hazeh hayokar be'enov. Interesting thing. The Tzaddik Tain is that Esav's understanding of kibbutz v'aim was mitzad his seichel, in lieu of appreciation that they brought him into Olam Hazeh. In other words, Esav, as a goy, calling him a goy, his appreciation is Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh means nothing to him. Olam Hazeh was nothing. It's Olam Hazeh. Who brought him into Olam Hazeh? His parents. So Esav, Seichel, said that I have to show appreciation for the fact, what am I appreciating? That he brought me to Olam Hazeh. That he brought me to Olam Hazeh. Madrad. Says the, in other words, the Tzaddik says, the more Olam Hazeh means to you, so the more, there was all the more reason that Esav had a reason to be mechabed his father. Because since they brought him into this Olam Hazeh, so the more Olam Hazeh means to you, the more teva they did him, right? The more that somebody appreciates being alive in this world, all the more, right, he owes, of course, to his parents allowing him to be in this world. So therefore, Adrab, hey mechabdim yosel v'chavivas oylam hazadeinu. Ezer had a great love, you can be sure, for oylam hazeh. So the greater love that he had for oylam hazeh, so the greater appreciation he showed to his parents, and he had the level of kibbutz. Says Reb Tzadik, but by Yisrael, the attitude of kibbutz aveim by Yidden is a totally different attitude. It's not for oylam hazeh. In other words, the idea of kibbutz aveim from hashkofas Yisrael is not because my parents, you know, gave birth to me. That's not hashkofas Yisrael. Shechabed avoyis of mipnei sheviu oylam hazeh. We go to the next column on top. Why? The tzaddik says, listen. Shayomer the Gemara says in erev moyach loy liyodem shloy nivra yoyse mishenivra. So the bottom line, you know, pencil and paper, it would have been better. Maybe we would not have been born at all. You know, how does it say that al kocha chatan oylid? Yeah. So why is the Yid mechabed his father, his mother? Like mechabed av, he says the aim mitznei mitzvah Hashem. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Hashem. And that's enough the reason. He says the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him mekayim. Like Kavon Zib Shim Gimlil Hoya. Shim Gimlil wanted to point out and say Lil Moed Me Esav, that we learn from Esav. And he says like this. What he says is this. Look at Esav Shekayim Mitzvah Kibud Mipnah Seichel V'Derecheret. Lilmud mizeh to learn from Esav l'kima mitzvah l'shem Hashem. In other words, if seichel is mechayim, such a high level degree, Esav kibud aveim was because of seichel, because of the appreciation of olam hazeh. So tainas l'tzadik v'shem gimliel. Therefore says so alachas kama v'kama. We understand that our chiv of kibud aveim because of mitzvah Hashem. That's a much much greater reason than what was the mechayim of Esav. We have a much bigger mechayim than Esav had. And if his Mechayim led to such a high level of kibbutz aveim, so this should serve as a springboard, right, and as a stepping stone for us to learn further how far to go in the mitzvah of kibbutz aveim. As he points out, the Kama Shalom Dugam, the Gemara Tzuruma also, right, Dom Ben Sina, famous story, Dom Ben Sina, where he was offered a great deal, was able to be marviach a lot of money, but however the key to the safe, to that expensive stone that he wanted to buy for him was under the pillow and his father was sleeping. The kitzur did not wake up his father and he was ready to be mevater on the potential revochim and the profit. So the Gemara says, but Tzadi said that's the same idea what Shimon Gimli is trying to present us, that to learn from Esav, if Esav, right, who his machayev was merely mitarasecho, right, and that machayev led him to such a great degree of kibud aveim, so imagine our machayev because of mitzvah Hashem from a much much higher force. So certainly, this should be, it behooves us and should impose upon us an understanding of higher, ever so higher, this chayvus in shibud for kibbutz aveim. Anyway, now we come to the point. Says it slightly further. Achal kol pona mitzinu, but we do find shikayim esav kibbutz umachiloim mitzei deitomi. But we do find that esav was mekayim kibbutz aveim by feeding his father, by feeding him always from the trappings and from the food that he brought. The klal is when a person does a davar tov, even if it's kavona, by the way, is not l'shem shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs and measures, and you get paid, you get schar for everything that you do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mekapeach schar kol beria, afilu schar sicha noa, even merely a dibur. The person says a sicha noa, right? Just merely, just very sad. How hard is it to say a sicha noa? HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays schar. Every little thing, you raise a finger, you do anything, which is a davar tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays. The Abdi Schar Membeis Karbonis that extended, we see that in Schar the 42 Karbonis Shehikri Bola Karosha. By Bola Karosha was Makri 42 Karbonis Zochav Yotam and Arus, Kumashis says, Gmar says, Mesachus Nozir. This was Rishis. From the Tarasheni, there was a Tzad Toiv in his Maise. The Abdi Yakovanos Leheir Ali Yisroel Velasis Negid Rotan Hashem Yisborah, but Kim Shehikri Kabonis Hashem Zochiv Zochiv. So the kosh ken Esav, so you machil ovi v'mekayim ha-mitzah ketekuna, l'maisa Esav, right, as far as the pu'ula is concerned, forget about what his kavanas were, but mitzad is maisa. Esav did a maisa of kibud aveim by giving tzayit to his father. His machshava may be not in order, but l'maisa, his maisa, was an act of kibud aveim b'shleimus. Rakavanos elohoi l'shem shemayim, rakvim techiv ha-seichel, v'vaday hoi l'mitzah b'zeh. So that's the first thing we have to understand. The Tzaddik tells us, regardless of the fact that Esav's kavanah was not l'shem shemayim, we have to understand it was a ma'aseh mitzvah. This is very important because this is going to be the key of what the Tzaddik is going to build on. So again, looking at Esav, where he's coming from, his kavanah is not l'shem mitzvah. As far as Esav is concerned, not that it means anything to him. But whether his kavanah is or not l'shem mitzvah, the fact is Esav is doing a ma'isa mitzvah. And since Esav is doing a ma'isa mitzvah, the ma'isa and the pula that Esav is doing has a shem mitzvah. His kavanah is not l'shem shemai. In his head, maybe he's not working mitzvahdik. But netzar ha'ma'isa, the mitzvah, it is a ma'isa mitzvah. What do we gain by that? Because the tzaddik, listen to this. V'hoya, this is tremendous. V'hoya Yitzchak Avinu v'lashon margish b'chilusoy kedusha sudas mitzvah. Hey, Tavos. Here it is, it's an amazing thing. When Yitzchak was eating the tzayit of Esav, he felt he's eating sudas mitzvah. Yitzchak was a high... Yitzchak, the chanish kodesh v'toyah. Yitzchak is able to be margish kedusha in the food because this was sudas mitzvah. What made him to sudas mitzvah? Because it's a seuda that's taking place through a mitzvah of kibud av. When Esav presents food to his father, this is food that is being delivered through ma'isa mitzvah. If it's food through which a mitzvah is becoming mikuyim, Yitzchak, in his high level of kedusha and sensitivity of kedusha, when he's eating the food, eshpita esfana su'is mitzvah. As far as Yitzchak is concerned, maybe he's eating from a siyam now, you know, wherever. He's eating su'is mitzvah. Because he points out again from the Ran. What did the Ran teach us? That even if you do a pu'ula, which in and of itself is not a mitzvah, but if that's a pu'ula that facilitates a mitzvah, then automatically that pu'ula becomes a mitzvah. So regardless where Esav is coming from, right? But this is the pu'ula to which he's Mekayim Kibud Av Aim, right? This is the pu'ula to which his father is being satisfied, and his father is being Nehene. He's being Mahan, his father, through this pu'ula. So Esav's pu'ula l'maisa is the pu'ula shel mitzvah. Right? Would not be shaykh for him to be mekayim this particular mitzvah, only because he's giving him the food, kesvaras haran. Vizehu, this is now the kavana, says Reb Tzadik. Vayehav Yitzchak is Esav kitzayit b'fiv. Yes, arei mitzayde habiochel. He's eating from the food. What was the love? Right? What was the love? Shoyimatriach lechapish tzayit lechayiz lechach liyoviz. Because being that Esav was matriach himself to bring food, so that made it into a ma'isa mitzvah. V'hoi margish b'zeh kedusha asudas mitzvah. V'hoi yisover and Yitzchak thought shekavanos gam ki l'shem shemayim. Because he sees that when Esav's bringing him something, and when Yitzchak eats it, he's margish, he's experiencing sudas mitzvah. So Yitzchak assumed that this must be that Esav's kavanos l'shem shemayim. V'al kein ahavoi shemachiloi sudas mitzvah. So this was the love. So the love was not for the physical food. He thought that Esav is a psabal madrege. How is it that in the food that Esav is bringing me, I'm being margish to this mitzvah? I'm being margish. I feel I'm eating mitzvah to get food. It's some food that somebody went and trapped. And the stomach, Esav is now being the kind of mitzvah kibedah ve'im on the highest level. To the point, to the extent that in the food itself, one is able to discern, right, and is able to be margish the element of mitzvah in the food. Esav is such a Baal Madrege that the Kedushas HaMitzvah is permeated in the food that he delivers. That the food, Gashem is the food, becomes elevated to a point that when Yitzchak eats it, he's margish, he can feel the Kedushas the experience in eating Esav's food. Mitzvah the experience, he's being margish. That must tell me something about Esav. But yeah, Yitzchak is Esav because of the Sudas Mitzvah element that Yitzchak experienced. Now Cain says, Reb Tzadik, Yisharotel Levarkoi. So therefore, when he wanted to bless him, if they show you sober, she would type. Kemoshadoshu al mashenema yudei atayit, as Chazal darshan, show you tzodis oviv. He was tricking his father, boy, you sober, she medagdi the mitzvahs. The rotsa Yitzchak wanted should be shas, she yivorche tishol of eschina. Lochein omaloi, says Yitzchak as follows. Now listen to this. The tzudoli tzayit. He says, now that I want to bench you, so make sure betzudali tzayit vaseli matamim. Now you notice, the Pasuk says, the Ksiv it says, tzayit yatir hei. If you might remember in the Chumash, there's a Ksiv and there's a Kriya. This tzayit, it's written with a hei, but you don't read the hei. The Kriya is tzayit, but the Ksiv is tzayit with a hei. There's a Tzodik, why here does Yitzchak emphasize tzayit with a hei? The Yisim HaRizal. So the Tzodik, the Rizal tells us, The Hey is one of the letters of the Shem Havaya. Said the Arizal that whenever you have a letter of the Shem HaKadosh, the seventh Kedusha, that denotes that we're dealing, right? We're dealing with the Hoysof of Kedusha. In the same way that we find also on the opposite side, this is reflected also on the opposite side, Ukemoy Shemetino Behepeth, Shekzivit says, Shechotras HaToyre Vov Ephron Chota, we had in the Shabbos morning the Geshir we had. Ephron, the Vov of Ephron was taken away. But you realize it's not some of Vov was taken away. Vov is also a letter of the Shem Havaya. Right? Vov is also a letter of the Shem Havaya. What it means that when you take away the Vov, it's showing the chesaron, it's showing the deficiency, and how Ephron, how far he removed he is from Kedusha. So in the same way, when you take away a letter of the Shem Havaya, that denotes deficiency in Kedusha, the opposite is also true, says the Rizal, that when you add a letter, right, a letter of the Shem Havaya, that denotes a hoysof in Kedusha. So it says, V'kan k'siv yatir hey, here we have an extra hey. Why? Because Yitzchak is emphasizing to Esau that even though all the time when you bring me food, I see you have the ability to turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah, the Kavaldige Mensch, the food that you bring me, I am Margish Kedusha. But you know why? But here I'm extra emphasizing it. You know why? Because Yitzchak was concerned that Davke now might be different. Why might it be different? Because Yitzchak is telling Esau, bring me food in order that I bench you. So Yitzchak was concerned that Esau bet nishpuma kavon l'shem shemayim for kibbut aveim. He's bringing him food now for the brachas. So Yitzchak doubly wants to emphasize. In other words, don't fall behind your general practice. Yitzchak gemayim that alamul mayim l'shem shemayim. Time is gemayim l'shem shemayim. Yitzchak thought that Esau always is doing l'shem shemayim, but he was concerned that davke now he won't. He'll do it l'shem the bracha. So Yitzchak emphasizes, tied with a hay. Be careful. Exert yourself extra. Make sure that this delivery, right, the davke more than any time else, should be l'shem shemayim, as he points out. Yitzchak thought that shetomid oisa l'shem mitzvah. Yitzchak that he always does l'shem mitzvah. Yitzchak thought that what then always Esav is doing it l'shem mitzvah. But here he had to emphasize by using that extra hay. Here Yitzchak was choishish kivim shemitzavei olahevi tzayit kidei shivrochenu. Here he's giving him a pretext. Here he's telling him, bring me tzayit for the reason that I know that I bless you. Pen yechavla nois atzum et yechavla broches. This might detract from the purity of the mitzvah. Esav's kavana will be l'shem the broches v'alkenum aloi. The way that I always love it. Why do I always love it? Because of the Sudas Mitzvah element. Make sure that now too it is Kasher Ahavti. And what's the Sibah of Ahavti as we learned till now? Because Yitzchak always was Marigish, the Kedusha in the food that Esau delivered. He wanted to make sure that it's the same way. It doesn't fall behind that level. Behind the Shehiyah, the Kedusha. Boman, he says further, listen how Reb Tzadik interprets the pasuk further. You will bring me the food, and he says, what will bless you? He says, my nefesh, my neshama will give you a brocha. What Reb Tzadik says? What do you mean, my neshama? A person doesn't give a brocha with his neshama. A person gives a brocha with his mouth. What does it mean? Through this simcha of sudas mitzvah that I will be experiencing, shetaragish hanefesh b'antamim. Because mitzvah, of course, taps into the neshama. If it's sudas mitzvah that Yitzchak, that appeals to Yitzchak, as we were saying, where does mitzvah tap into? Not into the guf. Mitzvah taps into and connects into the neshama. So hanefesh be'atzma tivarech. In other words, the brachas will come out independent of my mouth. It will be like shechina medaberes mitzvah groini. Because through the sudas mitzvah, this will generate within me ashois ashchina, that the brachas will just come flowing out. To the neshamadik connection that this will create between me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Since the Chavayin will be spontaneous bracha, as he points out. Hanefesh ba'atzma tevorech kevi ma sheyovi ba ma shchina. The shchina will bring and create shetishre mitachsim chesho mitzvah. Kihi mitzidah lo yadav, as the Tzadik said. Because Esau himself will not actually open his mouth to talk. You know why? Eim asichim basudeh, not to talk. Eim asichim basudeh. Kemoshizah, the Gemara says in Tanit, Rak mikoyach hanefesh, but because of the neshama connection, the Google alpiv, the neshama will cause that, right? That'll come out through the mouth, it'll bring out through the mouth habrochet ayde ashor sashchina. So the Alkane, so listen to how beautiful he says. Rivke, we find later on, Rivke, kishesipra liyakov divra yitzchok. When Rivke, when she repeats And she says to Yaakov Yitzchak, she seems to be saying, adding words that Yitzchak never said. What does she say? Rivka says to Yaakov, she says, that Omra, that Yitzchak said, Vavorechecho litnei Hashem. Yitzchak never said the word litnei Hashem. He said, Vavorechecho nafshi. Avshulo yom litnei Hashem. Yitzchak never said it. So Reb Tzadik, this is Hainahach, this is included in the words Raku Atzmoi Masha'omav, this is the exact meaning when he says Bavat Rechol Nafshi. How does Shaykh that my Nishomah should bless you as opposed to my group? Because the Ashrot HaShchinah that you experience will bring a situation of Shchinah Medabez and Dogreinoi. That's Bavat Rechol Chol Lifnei Hashem. That the whole bracha that will come out of me will come out through the Ashrot HaShchinah, which is connected to my Nishomah. Shamachum Shetishrol of Shchinah V'tiyah Medabez and Dogreinoi Piv HaBrochis. The Shekhinah will come out through his mouth. Because she understood that this is what the idea, this is how Yitzchak is going to give a bracha to Esav. So now look what Rivka does. Go to the next paragraph. Next line. So after that, Rivka says to Yaakov, Ba'ato b'ni shema b'koili. Right? Lechno. And she says, go and bring Shnei Gedoye Izim, the Toivim. The Yesh Lohovit. By the way, you notice the Lashon? Rivka goes to Yaakov. She's going to a mission, she's going to Yaakov, because she wants Yaakov that he should be the one to be Zoich Nebrochis. And it seems from the Pasuk that she has to plead with him, right? That he should want to do this. Why does she have to plead with him? After all, her mission is a mission which is L'Toivet Yaakov. Why did he have to ask? She had to ask and had to plead with him to do something that is so easy to fulfill. Befrat that she wants his Torah. So she had to plead with him and to impress upon him with so many bakoshes to do something which is for his own benefit. Here's the verse. You know what she's pleading with him? A totally different thing. Rivka knew that when Yitzchak was eating from Esav's side, Yitzchak was able to be margish to this mitzvah. The question is, when Yaakov Avinu brings food, which Yitzchak was not mitzvah to bring, then ask Yaakov to bring, will Yitzchak also be margish to this mitzvah? In order for Yaakov to be able to get away with this plan, the only way is when he's able to also duplicate the same experience that Yitzchak has when he eats Esav's food, he's margish to this mitzvah. Rivka wanted to make sure that Yitzchak will experience in the matamim tam to this mitzvah me'ein kiddushas ha-matamim shetzivah le'esav lasoy zayin mitzvah kibbutz. But ze lo yargish b'machal Yaakov. Yitzchak would not be able to experience that machal Yaakov shaharei lo nitzava memenu lehavet. Yitzchak was not mitzava Yaakov to do that. She was worried that Yitzchak will automatically, right away, he'll understand. And he'll be able to discern that this is not Esav. Because Esav was mitzvah, it's probably coming from somebody who's not mitzvah from me. Therefore, she's saying to Yaakov, Esav is doing kibbutz, so therefore, the mitzvah of kibbutz generates kedushin, the food mitzvah of kibbutz. You can do the same thing, but not through Mitzvah Kibbutz. You generate Kiddushim inside Mitzvah Kibbutz. So make sure you do it properly. Make sure you do it properly in a way that it will generate in the food Kiddusha of Mitzvah Kibbutz. So he says, V'zeshen emar, Shema b'koili la'ashan ani mitzvah oischa. She's making very clear that now is being generated a Mitzvah Kibbutz. The same Mitzvah that was created, Mitzvah Kibbutz, Yitzchak and Esav, I am now duplicating the same scenario, but I'm inside the Mitzvah Kibbutz. The same ahava that generated that Yitzchak because of Esav's kibbutz, and therefore Yitzchak was able to be margish to the mitzvah in the food. You make sure that Yaakov Avinu will also be margish in the food that you bring to Yitzchak. Make sure that Yitzchak experiences kasher ohev, which that is the seed of his love. She's telling Yaakov Avinu, don't worry, we can duplicate this. We can, in the food that we provide, Ashudora, Yitzchak, Esav, the same type of food that Yitzchak required from Esav. Shula hachnis, kedushas, mitzvahs, kibbutz. The he tachnis, and she, Rivka, will do the same thing. Tachnis, mitzvahs, kibbutz. The yargish gamken, Yitzchak, tam, sudas, mitzvah. Reb Tzadik. This is Reb Tzadik, look what he says. Vachein matzinu. Shoyim Medagdikim, Shiyu Suudosom Sudas Mitzvah. We find that they were Medagdik. That they were Medagdik, that their Suda should be a Sudas Mitzvah. Kama Shiyisus, we find. The Gemara says in Beyer. The Gemara says that there was two Mahalchim in Avodis Hashem between Shammai and Hillel. Shammai Azukin Kol Yom Avoy Oichel Kovit Shabbos. Right? The Gemara tells us that every time he would buy a behemoth, right, he would put it away for Shabbos. Most of behemoth cheres no him, and if he found a nicer behemoth, then he would eat the first one and leave the second one for Shabbos. Aval hilul hazokim mid acheres choyseloy. Shekol maso l'shem shemayim. Shoma aboruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. So what does it mean here? It means like this. Hilul, when he found the behemoth, he didn't put it away for Shabbos. He would eat it right now. Baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. When Shabbos will come, Shabbos, we'll worry for Shabbos. But in the meantime, baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. Shammai, on the other hand, would not use it for the immediate consumption. Shammai would put away the nicer one for Shabbos. What is the source of machlokes here? So the Tzaddik as follows, he says. The who, he says. The bottom line is the same in both ideas. They tried both to achieve the same thing, but each one had a different derech to achieve it. Both of them wanted to make sure that what they eat should always be Sudas Mitzvah. That's what they wanted to make sure. So how did Shammai create a situation that whatever he eats is a Sudas Mitzvah? You know how? Shammai wanted Shiachalotze Sudas Mitzvah. So Alkes, he devised a plan. What was his plan? Right? How did he devise? She neglects her own family. So where's the Achnos HaTzorchim to your own family? To provide for your own family, that's the highest level of Achnos HaTzorchim. Charity begins at home, but it's more than a phrase. To do chesed with others is a great thing. But there's also a point of doing chesed with yourself as well. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Goy mel napsho ish chesed. And the Medrash interprets this in which way? Zehil ol azotin. In other words, omel loy ligim al chesed im hadein achtanye bugay besa. Right? In other words, derech klal, we are goy mel chesed, right? By providing, by being a host, right? Allowing someone to come into the house. There's a Medrash. Guess what? If we're talking about a bal achtanye, you're talking about a house, a host. Think about it this way: the high nafsha alufta. What about this never big neshama? Your neshama is a guest in your guf. So when you provide spiritual food to your neshama, because the neshama is only a guest on this world. I mean, we're all here. We're only arkan here. Now it's goymel chesed, goymel nafsha ish chesed. When you do a gimel chesed to your neshama, that is chesed, because the neshama, you are hosting your neshama. Your body is hosting your neshama. So in fact, by providing and giving the neshama that which the neshama needs, that in fact is achnus hazochem. Your neshama is the oireach of your guf. Mamela, v'zeh she'isah mida acheret hoyseloi, shekol ma'asav l'shem shemayim. When a yid eats, and his kavona is to give chiyus to his neshama, he's been mekayim achnus hazochem to his own neshama. It's alayni shenachilus mitzvah. If you understand that, that itself is a chilus mitzvah. So every time you eat, and thereby you're guaranteeing, you're keeping yourself alive, if you do it with a proper kavanah, that's a chilus mitzvah. What the tzaddik is saying, every time you eat breakfast in the morning, and because of that achila, right, you're keeping yourself alive, you're allowing the neshama to stay in your guf, be mekayim achnos hazochem to your neshama. That's a chilus l'shem shemayim. If you have that kavanah, that's a chilus mitzvah. That turns into a chilus mitzvah. V'hai neshoy kol achilos v'shudus mitzvah. You don't have to connect the davke to Shabbos. You don't have to connect the davke to Shabbos. Kol achilot esu des mitzvah shloi hirgish ano es aguf. Oh, he didn't eat to stuff his body. Okay, this is a madreja. That's why not everybody can do that. He didn't eat, right? He didn't eat for the physical pleasure. Like a machil lo ireach. When he put food into his mouth, oh, I am feeding my neshama. My neshama is a guest in my body. And I'm feeding now my neshama. And be mikayim of the zorchim and mikayim mitzvah gemilas chasodet. He was able, right? He was able to maneuver the situation that every achila, no matter the eza oif mishihi, would be automatically achilas mitzvah. Because merely sustaining oneself is a sudas mitzvah. As he says, because shlahir gish hano esaguf, this is the madrig of Hillel. And Tzaddik says, v'chein kol echad mehakadoshim mechapesh. He said, "Mechapet sheyir achilos v'sudas mitzvah." The truth is, all the kedoshim says Rutzavi, the elch yidden, but always make sure, right, to eat. He says, "By sudas mitzvah." The Shabbos, kol Yisrael oichem sudas mitzvah. That's when you separate the men from the boys. Yeah, that's the Shabbos, you know, sudas mitzvah. Every yid who eats on Shabbos, the Kedoshim were able to produce and create Kedusha in every Achila. Every time. So I want to just conclude. I mean, this is wonderful. It speaks for itself. But let me just tell you. In the end of the pre-tzadik, there's a kuntres called Eis HaOichel. And this literally is a mikdash of a mikdash. It's a whole kuntres. It's called Eis HaOichel. The tzadik as a whole devotes an entire section to the end of the pre-tzadik on Bereishis, because it's five volumes. It devotes an entire section about eating. About Kedushas HaOichel. And if tzaddik is here, you can see where the tzaddik's madrege. Look what he says a little bit about here. Efsheli odom sheyoichal kol madana yoilom bafilohoche lo yehen moilam azeklum. That's the matter. All right. So it's possible for a person, you can put, right, the most attractive, right, delicacies on the table and eat it and still not having hanor. Kedech she'om ha-Rebbe, Rebbe says this, lo yehen mehenesi be'ez ve'ketan. Rebbe was an oisher. And Rebbe put up his 10 fingers, the Gemara says, in Ksubas before he died, and he said, what? My 10 fingers showing that Nathan, I did not have any Hanois as Moilam Azeh. Nikshe Toysen Toysen says, but Rebbe, Mahot Aloy Poskim al Shulchon, the Gemara said, the Rebbe's table also had Tznon and Chazeres. They had radishes and he had vegetables, exotic vegetables, things of that sort. So Rebbe seemed to have a table which was very fancy decorated with fancy foods, Choshev foods. In those days it was Choshev foods. Says Reb Tzadik, that's not a kasha. What was on the table is one thing, and even the way he ate it doesn't make a difference. Well, the is vaday hoyle shulchan malachim, because Rebbe was Reb Yehuda Anosi, was from Malchus Beis Dovid. Al yedei hakora de Hashem osam loya. What you have to understand is it's not what you have, but where does it come from? You have to believe that Hashem osam loya. Shal zehu abrocha. That's when we make the brocha. Shomer b'resh pedikets in the brocha. Hanish yedei that a person knows shahakel mimitusa is baruch shemoy. He knows everything comes only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look what he says. V'hatam shesh b'machol. A person has to realize, the taste that's in the food, it doesn't come from the food. Here what the Tzaddik says. V'hatam shesh b'machol, shener av l'cheich, which makes it pleasurable to the palate, v'koyach hachiyus, sheyesh bo l'hachis aguf. The reason that when you eat food, that it's capable to sustain you, right, the nutrition, eina b'machol metad atzmoy. Because shezeh nikro elam azeh v'nehenem elam azeh rak hu koyach Hashem yizborach v'noid mulvadoi v'hakoil hu l'Hashem shem havaye shehu v'chatevis is hamemale kol almin. The Tzaddik says, and the source of that is, by the way, in the Arizal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, literally. When you have a piece of food, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the food as well. And it's the Metzias of Hashem that gives the kiyum to the food and to the table, to the chair, anything in the world. What's Mechaye, the Dovah Gashmi, is the Metzias of Hashem in that food, in that Dovah Gashmi. So the Tzaddik, if you realize that, you understand that, the Tzaddik said, every food that we eat today, right, which physically is not mon, but we can relate to it on the level of mon. So the Tzaddik, know what that means? It means like this. When a yitake recognizes, when he makes the brach Lashem Horetzim Loya, you know what he accomplishes? When you say Lashem Horetzim Loya, you are giving back the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what's happening? It started out before you brach Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem. Shemayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Horetz Notam Levnei Yodo. What we are capable of doing is making from Eretz also Shemayim. Shemayim Shemayim Lashem, Boretz Notam Levnei Yodo. And what are we, as such, what is our tafkid? Our tafkid is to take that Oretz and turn Oretz into Shemayim. That is our job, says Reb Tzaddik. Reb Tzaddik says is, because we're makir b'brachos el Hashem Oretz, harei nasa me'eretz Shemayim, u'macholoi lechem shemalachei ashores oichlet. It becomes the same food that Malachim eats. Did you know Malachim also eat? What do they eat? Spiritual food. We can turn our food also into ruchnias. Shegam Malachim Shosh Yeshua Mozim Dovishu Kiyim Chiyusam. Vahayne Ayide Chiyus Hashem Yizborach Hashifeibem. So here we have an Asoge, Shtikal Asoge, I mean, of how much Avoida there is, and you see great people. Now we talk about the Yovet HaKadoshim, which is of course Lamal of our Hasoge. See how Tzaddik pointed out that this was the Tzibah of the love that Yitzchak had to Esau. because of the kedushas achila that he was margish, and only a tzaddik taka like a Yitzchak and so on, is able to discern, is able to see, and be margish and to understand. Pashut, he feels, he felt it was kedusha because of the sudas mitzvah, and that was the tapki that Rivka tried to generate with Yaakov Avinu, the same thing. As the tzaddik points out, it is shaykh for a person to eat kol madanei oylam hazeh and not to be nehenem oylam hazeh v'lo klum. I want to read you, I have here, you don't have it there, one of the main disseminators who worked on the Kizveyad of the Tzodik HaKoyin of Lublin was a Yid, was a Choshev Rav, going back many, many years ago, of course, right after the turn of the century, a little bit later, the Shlomo Gavriel Rosenthal. If you look in the Akdoma to many of the Tzodik Svarim, he probably did the greatest work. There were many people who were Matik, the Ksavyad, who worked on the Kizveyad, but probably one of the most prolific and one of the most really involved and most reliable people who did work on a Tzaddik Kizveyad was a Yid by the name of Rishloime Gabriel Rosenthal. And in the Hagdom of one of the Tzaddik's one, there's a sefer called Tichis Malachi Ashoris. Here it is, Tichis Malachi Ashoris, where Tzaddik discusses what Malachim are. And bringing from sources from Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medroshim, different dialogues that we find in Chazal between Malachim, the Tzaddik explains, it says what the essence of these shmuzim between the Malachim. The Tichis of Malachi Ashoris. He writes over here, I just wanted to just read you what Rav Shlomo Gavriel Rosenthal says, what he heard personally from the Tzaddik's nephew. Tzaddik's nephew. And he says like this, Ben Gisoy Shel Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he says. He says, Tzaddik's nephew was raised by Rav Tzaddik. Tzaddik, as we said, didn't have his own children. He raised a nephew. Shenizgadol Al Birko. Me'eis HaYoyse Chatzi Shona. In other words, when he was a half a year, he was a baby. Rav Tzaddik's nephew was a half a year old, and he was raised by Rav Tzaddik. And his name was Harav HaTzaddik Chassid HaPishu Rav Moshe. Av bezin the killer kedoshe chemalu, sipen. She zochel lishmoya biyichidus marabenu akodesh. The chusay yigamayin says. The nephew said he heard the ferish from the tzaddik. She zochel lishmoya biyichidus. He heard from the tzaddik. She kasher hoya ben shono hoya yochel adaber. He was a year old. He was able to speak. Umeoz birech tomich hakul niya bedvora al yinikosay. When he was nursing from his mother, from a year old, he would make a bracha before he nursed. When he was weaned and he was 2 years old, he heard this from the tzaddik. He davened the entire davening in a siddur before eating. 3.5 years old, and there was so much poverty in the house, they didn't have a candle. Oz meroyv shekidosoy davosoy, his asmod and his love for Torah, holach b'chutzim ha-gemara v'lomad neged oir halvona. He would learn under the light of the moon. U'kishenaseh ben zayin shonim, what's this? When he was 7 years old, ira, it happened to Maisa, shemar doidoy ha-goyin, Rutzori had an uncle who wrote a sefer called Kapoy Zohar. The uncle didn't have any money to print the sefer, which was the common thing in those days, any Baal Mechaber. No Baal Mechaber had the money to print the sefer. He had to raise the money. Some were more luckier, and some, it all depends. How much tirchah did he have to invest? What he had to do is travel lamokim lamokim to be able to secure funds. So this uncle, who wrote the sefer Kapoy Zohar, left home, not Salam Erchokim, lekabit b'mei kedima al hatfosa sifrei hanal. Right, the mekedima. This was money when people give an advance, and the names would be put in, you know, al hatoyi yizoch and so on, as they do today. Guess what happened? The uncle disappeared. Nobody knew his whereabouts. Now, it was in those days, traveling was not easy at all. And his uncle, well, all we knew was that he went from place to place in order to raise money. The hoyikim lechatzi shon was already a half a year shleibom imenu shum michtav. No letter. A half a year passed, we don't hear from him. Loinoida onahu. The tzaddik was 7 years old at the time. Umroi tzad bnei beisoy. Huchrach oz lasis hashboas acholim. The tzaddik at the age of 7 made a hashboas acholim, which means that he made a connection of receiving information in a shemayim through a dream. In other words, he made the proper hashboas, the proper shavuas, and the proper connection. Tegiluloi min hashemayim heichen hu. And he told them where his uncle is. Not only that, the gam shenitzkabel al haderech, that en route. He became Rav, he accepted a new rabbinical position, Av Bezen Krinik. The Hergiat Rucham, and he calmed him down, the Chain Hoya, Azegivin. This is Rav Tzaddik at the age of 7, making Hashboas Chalem. This is in the Hagdomah for the Sefer Sichas Malach HaShoris. So you have a shtickle idea of who we're talking about. So now we understand where Tzaddik is coming from when he talks about these inyonim, and certainly when you're talking about the Yovis, you can certainly understand the high madrig and the high level. So this is an entirely new interpretation of the whole idea between Yitzchak and Esau and Yaakov and Rivka. And Bez Hashem will be Mamshech.